Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Hey, Governor Walz may be here tomorrow. We're here right now on a sunny day at the State Fair, 84 degrees, and we have winds out of the southwest at 18, gusting to 31. Our dew point creeping up there at 55. Tonight, clear, comfortable, as Al mentioned, a low near 58. Great weather Sunday and Monday on Labor Day. Twins and Blue Jays tonight at Target Field. It will be game two of the three-game set, closing out the homestand, and the Twins trying to hang in there in the American League Central Division. Cleveland continues to lead. 2.5 in front of Kansas City. The Twins 3.5 back, and they got a big win on Friday night, 2-0 over the Blue Jays. And there's always a lot of Blue Jay fans in town from Manitoba coming down from the north and visiting the Twin Cities. And I would assume some Blue Jays fans made their way to the State Fair today. Probably at the ballpark tonight, maybe back at the fair tomorrow, or catching the final game of the three-game series. Do-Young Park joins us, and he covers the Twins for MLB.com. Do, good to visit with you. Thanks.
Much sunnier day for you guys out there than when I was there on Thursday. I think we got out of there just at the nick of time before the rain started rolling, and I got on the park and ride bus literally as it started pouring on us. I think we got lucky. Audra Martin, I think, was stuck in like the little maze when the rain started coming out. So I think she got like very drenched because she was there for the Motley Crue show that night.
Yeah, it is really timing everything when it comes to the fair, to get in, to get out, especially if bad weather on the grounds. But gorgeous this Labor Day weekend, gorgeous weather at Target Field. And I brought up Blue Jays fans. This is really a fun series because all those Toronto fans come to town from Manitoba and other parts of Canada and visit the Twin Cities. It's just a great vibe at Target Field.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you choose to define fun, right? Like, if you're trying to get the home field advantage in there with all the home fans cheering, that's probably less great for, like, Twin supporters who have to deal with all these, like, high-energy crowds, because it's been a good month for that. Obviously, the Blue Jays bring a lot of fans and energy, and we just had the Cardinals in here, too, and they are a notoriously well-traveling fan base. So it's been a It's been a spirited atmosphere out here for a lot of the homestands this month, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Weather is great. Let's start with Pablo Lopez. There were concerns at a point this summer about Pablo. Those concerns are long gone. He has been lights out and pitched a gem on Friday night.
Yeah, he's been doing these against some pretty decent lineups, too. Obviously, these are not the same Blue Jays that we've seen in the past, but just amid this stretch, 20 and two-thirds scoreless innings. We kind of saw this from him last year, too, where the start of the season to the midpoint of the season was kind of shaky, and then he just found this second win that carried him through the end of the season, and the Twins really, really needed him to step up. Just based on all the injuries they have, based on the youth of their rotation, based on if they make the playoffs, how they would want to line up the playoff rotation, and the pitching they would need to ride along the way. Pablo Lopez, not only are the results coming through, but the fastball with the zip and the velocity and just the conditioning, it's really starting to show through. Because that's something they point to when you ask about how does Pablo get to this point. It's he's had injury issues in the past, and he's kind of fallen off in the second half in the past in his days with Miami. And everybody kind of points to it's the crazy just off-season routines, the conditioning between start routines he puts himself through. He puts himself in a position to be throwing like the hardest pitches of his career here in late August going into September as his innings count creeps up and as the pressure ratchets up. And honestly, if you wanted to map out kind of an up-and-down season, you want it to be this way, where you want your guys to be kind of peaking when it's when you get to these points where the games matter most. You're getting toward the postseason. Everybody else is tiring out. But Pablo Lopez is finding that second gear again, and boy, did they need him to do that.
Yeah, and it's so huge considering, you know, what they're dealing with in the starting pitching staff and some of the gaps there, to know that they can count on him to give the team a chance to win every turn is just gigantic. And then you have a youngster like Zebby Matthews going tonight, another big start, and then Bailey Ober a chance to bounce back after a rare bad start.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, and, you know, there was a lot of hemming and hawing about the lack of pitching moves at the trade deadline or during the offseason and whatnot, and there's certainly validity to that. At the same time, if there is a silver lining to any of that, if there is a silver lining to be had, so to speak, it's that it hasn't necessarily been the smoothest of sailing all the time for your David Festas and your Zebby Matthews's to kind of establish themselves here, and obviously it's not ideal for the Twins to have to rely on three rookies in their rotation down the stretch in a pennant chase, all that sort of thing. At the same time, instead of having like a Dallas Keuchel, like they did down the stretch, to just kind of eat innings last year and keep the load off of some of the other guys, where it kind of felt apparent that there was no way he was going to factor into a playoff picture into the future, obviously. Instead, you got guys like Festa and Matthews kind of having this runway to settle into their big league career. You know that the Twins are going to need them in the playoffs. And not only that, you know that these are top 100 legitimate prospects that are going to be an important part of this September, this October, but also the future. These guys are the next 5 to 6 years of the Minnesota Twins rotation, and you can really see them kind of start to settle in. David Festa, top 100 guy, it took him a couple starts to kind of get over that second, third time through the order hump, and then he just came through against the Braves for the best start of his career, pitching into the seventh inning, allowing only a handful of hits. He looks fantastic, and Zebby Matthews obviously had a couple of hiccups, one in San Diego, but he's also starting to settle in a little bit too. I think that's what I look at down the stretch, is that these guys are getting opportunities in meaningful games. They can have a couple hiccups here or there. Obviously, the margin of error isn't huge for these Twins, but they can still afford to catch these guys more of these starts to kind of get themselves situated in the big leagues, kind of point themselves towards September and October where their games matter most. And hopefully by then, the jitters will be out and they'll just be big, just fully formed starting pitchers in the big leagues that are going to be important parts of this team, not just this September and October, but for years to come. I think that has at least been a really encouraging development over the last couple weeks.
Though Young Park joins us. He covers the Twins for MLB.com. Bailey Ober gets a call tomorrow in the final game of the series, final game of the homestand. Then it's on to St. Petersburg and a series with the Rays. Ober has been really good this year and consistent. Bump in the road earlier in the homestand. The reaction to that and Is there really any concern? I mean, it's a long year, and there can be bad starts, and that certainly wasn't good.
Yeah, he's the guy I worry about the least in this rotation, honestly. He's come such a long way. The stuff is really holding up. I mean, the fastball is sustaining deeper into the season than it ever has. He's coming in on a 11 start quality start run that was the longest in the majors this season. The consistency has always been there throughout his career, but this season he's starting to match that with the higher end outcomes amid that consistency. Like in the past, he'd give you maybe like a solid number three, number four starter outing every time out. Now he's getting to the point where he's giving you like a number one, number two type outing every time out. And obviously, like, you know, you never want to have that blow up outing. But at the same time, like, if you look at it, the Braves, that was going to be a tough game for the Twins to win in a lot of situations, I think. Plus, with the crazy weather that day, that was that day where it was super, super hot and humid. He obviously couldn't get a feel for the baseball and all that. And he's a guy that when he has these very rare blow up outings, like he did in his season debut in Kansas City, he came back from that and looked fantastic just right away as he settled into a season. I think he more than anybody else has shown that these bad outings are more blippy for him than I think they are for a lot of other starters. And I think he has the stuff to back that up. So unless it carries into another start or two, I'm not going to be worried at all about Bailey unless there's a good reason to be so.
And by the way, Bailey Ober in the finale tomorrow, 1:10 Target Field, will be on the air at noon with Inside Twins lineup card at 12:30. We're 14 minutes away from the pregame lineup card here on the home of the Twins, News Talk 830 WCCO. Doze, some injury updates. Byron Buxton moving closer. And would he spend some time rehabbing? What's the latest on Byron Buxton?
It feels like he is getting close. He is getting quite close to heading out on a rehab assignment. I mean, they don't like to overpromise on the injury timelines in particular. And obviously, Buxton does not like going on rehab assignments. But we're certainly trending toward at least a short rehab assignment for Buxton. He's not out with St. Paul yet. If you ask me for my best guess, it's that I would expect him to maybe be trending toward joining the team in Kansas City while they're on the road in the second half of that road trip next week. Obviously, things can change rather quickly with Buxton. We've seen that. But he's been going out onto the field with his glove. He did another full workout on the field today. We saw him coming back in from that. He seems like he's in a good mood. And all indications have been over the last couple days that they feel like he's trending closer to getting back into some games soon. And as soon as he does, I don't think it's going to be one of those extended rehab assignments, because especially at this point in the year, I don't think it benefits Buxton or the Twins to kind of dilly-dally with that kind of rehab assignment sort of situation. But it certainly feels like he's getting closer. Carlos Correa doesn't seem like there's much movement on that yet. I think there's continued to be some acknowledgement that this hasn't gone the way that they had foreseen it would go when he first hit the sidelines ahead of the All-Star break. At this point, it remains unclear if they're going to get a healthy-ish version or anything close of a Correa back. But obviously, we saw last playoffs, too, down the stretch, what even a not healthy Correa could do in the playoffs from a leadership standpoint at the plate. Obviously, his prowess in the postseason is well known. It's just kind of a wait-and-see game. And I know that's frustrating to a lot of people watching from the outside. And understandably so, because this is the second season in a row they've done that. He's having such a good season, and it's obviously dragged on far beyond what Correa or the Twins could have expected when he actually did hit the IL. But they got to be patient with it. They still got about a month left, and they're just going to have to see how he continues to come out of these and make a call about what the return timeline looks like when it comes time, because they've got about a month left to get him back into these games.
Yeah, and Do-Young Park joining us, covers the Twins for MLB.com. He's at Target Field. And, of course, I'm here at the fair. An update, you had this a couple of days ago, and Royce Lewis, tell us a little bit. He may move around the infield a little bit more on this piece. They've been relying on Eddie Julian and others at second base. Royce Lewis could get some time over there.
Yeah, I think it's really going to come down to they're expanding his skill set, to be sure, and I think it makes a lot of sense in a lot of ways, just in that they've had this kind of corner infielder and DH logjam where between like Royce and Jose Miranda and Carlos Santana, and then your corner outfielders like the Larnix and the Walners, you kind of have to have one of them sitting out just to make all the pieces fit each game. Whereas you're running a platoon of like Eddie Julian and Kyle Farmer, both of whom have had their considerable struggles this year at second base. So it makes a lot of sense to try to flex one of them to second base. At the same time, I don't know that we're going to see a ton of that. I guess we'll see down the stretch what that looks like. I know Royce didn't see, he seemed to have a lot of trepidation about it. He's obviously, this is the first year where he's able to settle in and kind of feel out third base and have that consistently in his tool set and what he's been consistently preparing for. And obviously that hasn't gone necessarily according to plan either, because I think the shakiness, they'll never say it, but I think the shakiness at third base with some of the throws and stuff probably does play into some of this as they figure out what Royce's defensive situation looks like right now. At the same time, I think the expectation is that Brooks Lee is back with the team as part of the September call-ups and roster expansions, where we go from 26 to 28 active players tomorrow, September 1st, league-wide. I think every expectation is that Brooks Lee will be back as part of that. He's been rehabbing in St. Paul. He's been hitting well in St. Paul. Everything looks good. And as soon as Brooks Lee is back, I think that kind of settles the second base picture a lot, because he's going to be one of their best defenders out on the field. Whether it's at shortstop and moving Willie Castro back to second base or just some combination out there, I think it's going to be good for the Twins and for Royce, especially in the longer-term picture with the uncertainty to Julian, to have Royce thinking about second base a little bit. He's nervous about, you know, not getting enough looks there. It's a position with which he's very unfamiliar and maybe hurting the team down the stretch. But at least getting him familiar, opening that book, broaching that, I think is going to be good for both sides.
Well, Doe, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time. And we sure do appreciate your coverage at MLB.com.
Thanks a ton, Steve. Have an Amish donut for me. I didn't get a chance to stand in that line before the rain hit the other day.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to make it through that line. I'll try. Thanks.
I've heard they're worth it, yeah.
Yeah, right, there he is. Doe Young Park covers the Twins for MLB.com. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the standings, sneak peek at the lineup, and then, of course, turn it over to the lineup card at 5:30, Twins and Blue Jays. Old friend Jose Berríos for the Blue Jays, Zebby Matthews for the Twins tonight. First pitch, 6:10, here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And we are back at the fair one more time. Berríos against Matthews tonight. Twins lineup card coming your way at 5:30 here on the home of the Twins. News Talk, 830-WCCO. Sneak peek at that lineup card tonight behind Zebby Matthews. Don't forget, Sports Huddle tomorrow. Pete Najeri and Dave Schwartz between 10 and noon. Then Inside Twins at noon and the pregame show at 12:30 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, Castro leads off. He'll be at shortstop. Larnick will DH and bat second. Walner will be in left and bat third. The cleanup spot, Lewis at third base. Kepler's in right, will bat fifth. Batting sixth at first, Santana. Batting seventh at second, Eddie Julian. Batting eighth and center fielder, Margot. And catching and batting ninth, Vasquez. Castro, Larnick, Walner, Lewis, Kepler, Santana, Julian, Margot, and Vasquez in the ballgame today. A big thanks to Josh Wheeler here at the fair. And, of course, all our guests and Jonathan Lowe downtown. Enjoy the Twins game. It's coming up next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.